And do not take your oaths as means of deceit between you, lest a foot slip after it was once firm, and you would taste evil in this world for what people you diverted from the way of Allah, and you would have in the hereafter a great punishment. And do not exchange the covenant of Allah for a small price. Indeed, what is with Allah is best for you, if only you could know. Whatever you have will end, but what Allah has is lasting. And we will surely give those who were patient their reward according to the best of what they used to do. Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter according to the best of what they used to do. So when you recite the Quran, first seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the expelled from his mercy. Indeed, there is for him no authority over those who have believed and rely upon their Lord. His authority is only over those who take him as an ally, and those who through him associate others with Allah. And when we substitute a verse in place of a verse, and Allah is most knowing of what he sends down, they say, "You, O Muhammad, are but an inventor of lies," but most of them do not know. Say, O Muhammad, the pure spirit has brought it down from your Lord in truth to make firm those who believe and as guidance and good tidings to the Muslims.